Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. Happy December 28th. Did you know that on this day in 1912, the first municipally owned streetcars took to the streets in San Francisco? And those are still the iconic streetcars that we all go to San Francisco and ride. So good on you, San Francisco. Today, we are going to catch up with Emily, check in on how she is doing and how her quitting went or didn't go. I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and this is Should I Quit? Hi, Emily.
Hi, Vanessa. So nice to see you again.
It's so good to see you. I love an excuse to chat with you.
Agreed.
Okay, remind the people what question you came on our show with.
So I came on the show earlier this year with the question of, should I quit my relationship? Which was a really good, wonderful relationship where we both loved each other very much, but kind of wanted different things from our future next 5-year plan.
Yep.
And so evaluating for myself what I was willing to sacrifice or give up for the things that I really did want, which is children.
Okay. What did we decide on the podcast?
We decided that after the shows for my theater company in the summer in early June, that I would sit down with my partner and have the conversation, the scary conversation of, what are your next 5-year plans? What are my next 5-year plans? Do they align?
Okay. And did you do that?
So what ended up happening actually is that he kind of started the conversation at that time, right after my shows ended. In early May, he lost his job and it really changed things. And even his 5-year plans changed, and it just really changed everything for what he wanted. And in a very sweet and mature move, he said he couldn't really even take care of himself, let alone another partner, let alone a family. And so we did mutually agree to stop seeing each other. It was very hard. It was very sad. We told each other we loved each other while breaking up with each other.
Yeah.
But I do feel like we put that out into the universe so it would happen. I was so afraid I wasn't going to be able to have the conversation myself.
Interesting.
And it came to me in a way that was really easy to have that conversation. But I do feel like now I'm open to whatever's out there and hopefully someone who will want to have a family with me in the near future.
Okay, how are you feeling?
Well, I am feeling positive about giving myself the space to find the right thing, but I am feeling pretty negative in the having to go out there and date thing. It is the worst.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a good job of it at the moment. I'm not trying. Like, I'm not putting myself out there right now. But it's hard because I want to put myself out there because I want the future that I want. but I also don't want to put myself out there because dating is hard, takes a lot of time and energy, and rejection sucks. So
you want the what, but you hate the how? Is that a fair way to say that?
That is exactly how I feel.
I'm just so sorry, because unfortunately, dating is the only way to find a person, I think.
As far as I know, I think so too.
Yeah. I really made a project of dating for a few months, and I used to text my friend Julia every single date saying, I feel like I'm Harry Potter walking in the woods to fight Voldemort. Like, it felt like I was walking to my death every time. And then, like, sometimes they ended up being fun and sometimes not. And, like, two boys during that time hurt my feelings. And even worse, honestly, I had to hurt someone's feelings. And that's terrible.
So hard.
So much easier to have your feelings hurt. But I really just, like, don't know anyone who prioritizes this and doesn't get it. And I hate the scarcity mindset that I feel like, I don't know why, but people really want us to have a scarcity mindset on this and be scared that we won't find something that we deserve and therefore that we should settle for less. And, you know, relationships are hard and compromised, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to get like the beautiful relationship that you want and deserve.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I love the statistics of everyone you know who wanted it made it happen, right?
Almost everyone I know, and obviously there are some exceptions for complicating factors, but almost everyone I know who has made starting a family a priority has found a beautiful way to start a family.
I do feel like I see it all the time. I've seen it with all my friends. It like, especially the ones who give up, all of a sudden it seems to happen for them. I have a friend myself who made dating their project and they found their person. Yeah. And it's just, I have to decide to make dating my project. And I don't think I've made that decision just yet.
So I will say I set a year goal and it took me 5 months to find my person.
I'm good with timelines. So I feel like if I put a timeline on it, that could help me get to where I want to be.
2024. Make it your hobby.
For the year, for 2024.
For 2024. Okay, so you're going to keep us posted about when you find your person.
Definitely.
And you're going to send me baby photos.
I would love to be able to do that.
I'm so excited for you. Like, this did kind of work out. He sounds like he was so great and like it was just timing.
It really was. And I agree. It really worked out. I think we put it out there in the universe for it to happen the way it needed to, for it to actually happen and to open me up to possibilities for the future.
Well, yeah, I don't even know. We got to hang up so you can go work on your dating profile.
God, I'll get there.
Thank you for coming back on, Emily. It was so good to talk to you and see your face.
Thank you for having me, Vanessa. It was so wonderful to get to chat again and set a new goal.
2024, the year of Emily. I would watch that rom-com. This has been a special episode of Should I Quit? We would love to talk to you in 2024, so please submit your quitting questions by going to realquestionpod.com. I would love to tell you to quit something in the new year. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking to our producer, Ariana Nettleman, processing what we learned about quitting over the last year, and I'm excited to talk to you then.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.